And today, the famous story of the prodigal son. The Lord continues in his parables to prepare us for the great fast. Last Sunday, we learned how to pray humbly, recognizing God's goodness. Here in the parable of the prodigal son, we have the courage and some of the mistakes of the prodigal son. First, he insults his father and takes the money. He says, I got no time to wait for you to die. Give me the money, I'm leaving. And the father lets him go. The freedom that is necessary for love is given by God to us. No one wants love because you have to. Because once you have to, it's not love. Obligation, whatever you call it, but it's not true love. So God lets him go. In his struggles for his own identity, the prodigal son makes a lot of bad errors, sins. But when he's down, he makes a good choice. Because one of the greatest temptations in our life, if you mess up, burn the whole house down. How often, you know, if I'm on a diet, I ate a piece of chocolate cake, I'm going to eat the whole cake. It's not going to get away from me. It's going to try, but it's not going to make it because I got a fork. We often have that temptation. When you do something wrong, you're going to say, I'm going to mess it up even more. To stop what you're doing, even though you may be mad at yourself, mad at your family, mad at your own life, and to stop and to turn your attention to God is a great gift. It's a humble gift. It's an acknowledgement of faith. I can't do this alone. I need to change. Lord, help me. And as he travels the road back to his father, even though his penitence is not perfect, he comes and he says, look, I know I can't get back the way it was. But God fools him. Sometimes if you repent, if you stop and you change your life, you get your life better than it was before. Not everything is lost. And sometimes when you think the opportunities are gone for your life, what a great opportunity it is to save it and to get it back better than you had it before. There's a lot of wisdom to be gained by going through self-destructive sin. Because you're a wounded warrior, you know what it's like. You know how that bullet of self-hate feels when you inflict it on yourself. There is wisdom in waking up from sin and saying, I know what it's like. And finally, at the end of the story, the son who is always faithful to the law, but not loving his father and not loving his brother. Imagine if your children, grandchildren said to you, I keep your rules, what else do you want? I want love. I don't want you just to keep the rules, keep the curfew, get an A in school, but I don't like you, I don't want to be with you. Who wants that? Here the father teaches both sons, you are brothers, care about the family. Because one of the mistakes of both sons is they're thinking about themselves and not about the family. The father is thinking about the community and the family. So in our spiritual journey for Lent, it's not just about you. Every good thing you do, every time you stop when you're in a self-destructive mode, you're saying to the people around you, I'm doing this for you, I love you. Not just about myself. Oh, I'm so disappointed with myself. Well, shouldn't you say, I'm also disappointed that I let other people down, that I let my God down, I let my mother, my father, my brother, my sister, my husband, my wife. I'm sorry I let you down. So repentance is a lot deeper than just you failing or succeeding. It's about us failing and succeeding. And it's a happy day, no matter what you did, when you stop and you say, I'm going back to the Father's house. I'm going to go to his arms. He's going to kiss me. And he's going to make it better than it was before. Христос рождается.